the River Milde. As you can see from the information on the plaque, our little river has the special feature that it has three different names in the three different regions through which it flows. Historically, we assume that the Milde formed a new riverbed in the wide glacial valley every year. Before the first regulation of the river, the spring originated near the now deserted village Rodovele, close to the village of Letzlingen, south of the town of Gardelegen. Formerly, the spring of the river was called Rodove, which means roughly translated the Red Meadow. At that early time, it was unimaginable for people that this wide glacial delta, the river, was one and the same. Only after the correction of the Milde River by Dutch settlers, which began in 1174, did a uniform river system emerge. This becomes particularly evident around Kalbe, since the city and the castle with its three moats needed a steady water supply. If you follow the course of the river south, you can see the canal-like banked riverbed. The regulation of the river led to draining the swampy terrain around Kalbe, turning it into fertile pasture and arable farmland. The thaw of the snow in the spring led the river to overflow its banks, causing flooding. The inhabitants of Butterhorst, a small village north of Kalbe, always used to have boats in the village, and it is reported that it was sometimes possible to catch fish on the village road. Over the past centuries, there have always been extensive river regulations and melioration measures, first in the 12th century, then in the late 18th, and again at the beginning of the 20th century. Today, we are very well protected against flooding by various water engineering measures. However, the three different names for our river have been preserved until today. From its source near Letzlingen to Beese, north of Kalbe, our river is called Milde. From Beese onwards, it is called Biese up to Seehausen, and from there, joining the River Elbe near Schnackenburg, it is called Aaland. On the 97-kilometer stretch to the Elbe, the character of the River Milde is forever changing. A multitude of barrages, dams, and weirs have to be traversed in its way. A very original flora and fauna awaits the visitor who undertakes the worthwhile journey by kayak or canoe up to the mouth of the River Elbe. Until 1926, the Milde was the sole supplier of drinking water for our town. The town crier always had to announce the following: "Dear people, take good care, not in the Milde, but your business do elsewhere, for tomorrow we will brew." Only after 1929 did the town receive a new water pipe system with spring water from the Zichtau Mountains. Kalbe is also known as the City of 100 Bridges. The city did not have a city wall, but it was protected by the great and small Milde rivers, which encircled the original city area. By closing the Gardelegner and the Salzwedler city gates, the town could be closed up and protected. The 100 bridges stem from the desire of the citizens to reach their gardens and garden allotments via a small gangplank. Even in the 19th century, it was forbidden to build wider bridges, as only gangplanks were allowed to span the River Milde. This served safety purposes, but was also intended to prevent the smuggling of goods past the guards at the city gates. On a leisurely walk, you can check if there are still 100 bridges. Have fun. Henning Krüger.